It's just after dawn in an all-night pool hall. Blinds block the sun. Bright lamps scream down brash light on green felt tables. Smoke softens the light and seeps into every breath. Wow. Actually, nobody smokes in pool halls anymore. We're in the Rocket Bar on 7th Street in Washington, D.C., just down the street from NPR's headquarters. This is the kind of place that sells Stella Artois beer on tap. We're here with a man that a recent book calls the last great American pool hustler, Kid Delicious, a.k.a. Danny Basevich of suburban New Jersey. The story of his life and times hustling from Manalapan, New Jersey. Did I pronounce that correctly?
Manalapan.
Manalapan, New Jersey to Chicago, Fargo, and then back home to face himself, is told in a new book, Running the Table, The Legend of Kid Delicious, the Last Great American Pool Hustler, by L. John Wertheim of Sports Illustrated. Mr. Delicious, thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you a lot for having me here.
We're standing over what I guess you call the Greenfelt Ocean.
Absolutely.
Let's try and shoot a little, play a game as we talk. Is that
okay? Yeah, sure. That would be great.
All right.
I'm going to play nine ball. Most of the money games today are played in nine ball, which is a lot faster game than straight pool. You have to shoot the balls in numerical order, and then you got to pocket the nine ball last to win the game.
How did you discover pool?
A pool room opened up down by my house in Manalapan, New Jersey, when I was about 12 years old, and ended up falling in love with the game.
Now, you were having kind of a tough time of it at that point in your life.
Yeah, I was coping with a lot of depression. I wasn't doing that well in high school at the time, in my freshman year, and the depression was so bad that I was having a hard time even wanting to live, you know what I mean? My parents were trying to help me get help through therapy and stuff like that, but I didn't know how to handle life at all, you know?
So what was it about the pool hall or the game?
Just the love of the game, just... I was playing like 18 hours a day from age 13 to age 17 to quote with all my depression. And that was helping me, you know, get through life and feel good. And I went from a dead beginner to being the best pool player in New Jersey and beating Joe Frady, who was the top professional at the time. Oh, we made a shot. Not much against.
Nice. Two ball in the side pocket. Which color is the three?
Pardon right, me. Yeah, the red one. The red okay. Three ball.
Ooh.
Now I'm going to try to make the four ball on the side, and I'm going to try to make the cue ball go end up in the middle of the table for the orange five ball in the corner. That end up over there.
Oh, my gosh. It is absolutely in the smack dab middle of the table.
The biggest key, once I'm able to make a ball and get rolling, I'll be able to put the white ball wherever I want on the table.
To try and distract you from making this next shot?
Sure.
How did you used to hustle kids on college campuses?
One of my famous hustles was I'd walk into the college and I'd buy I'd buy a sweater, say a Rutgers sweater and a Rutgers hat, and I'd go to the cafeteria, buy a piece of chocolate cake, and I'd make sure I'd had a big wad of hundreds with me. Mm-hmm. And I'd walk in there and I'd buy like a soda right by the tables to make sure that all the cocky football kids who used to give me a hard time when I was in high school that, you know, made fun of me being heavy, I made sure they all seen me with all that money and with the cake in my hand. And I tried to act as stupid as I could, you know what I mean? So they could see all my money and try to take advantage of me. And they'd start off playing for maybe only a dollar a game. And I'd keep the match close, and it would lead to $5 a game and $10 a game. And before you know it, we'd be playing for hundreds of dollars.
If people figure out you were as good as you are, they're not going to want to play for money.
Sure. Like being the best player in the world when I was 17 years old and nobody in the world knowing it, even if I'm playing the second best player in the world, I still got to make mistakes.
Yeah.
So he doesn't think I'm better than him. And it takes a lot of skill to miss the percentage of shots to keep it just close enough for him to want to keep on playing and think that the match is even. I missed it. Your shot. You got a shot this time. You got to make this shot right here.
Oh, my word. All right. Look, all the rail birds that work at NPR are turning away in embarrassment that I missed that.
It's our first game here. We got to get warmed up and figure out the table, and you got to get your nerves just right.
Before I miss this next shot. Now, you're known for playing a slow game, right?
Yeah.
Do you draw it out to distract people, or what do you do?
No, I actually don't do it on purpose, but I am a slow, methodical player. There's been a lot of situations in my life where I was playing for, say, $5,000, and that was all the money I had. If I lost that game, I didn't even have gas money to get home. So you tell me, are you going to just shoot the shot in 2 seconds? So if it's going to take you a minute to make the ball, what are you going to do?
I mean, we got to describe you, and I know your weight is fluctuating, but you're, you know, a hefty guy.
Yeah.
Kind of a wispy goatee and mustache. I mean, incredibly handsome, don't
sure,
get me wrong.
Thank you.
You know, absolutely. You don't look like a pool shark.
No,
Whatever people think a pool shark looks like.
I think I'm 5'9", and right now I think I weigh about 310 pounds. A lot of times I'd walk in the pool room, and the first thing I would say is I'd scream, "I'm an athlete, and I could beat everyone in here. I'm the best pool player you ever seen." And just like yourself, you're laughing too, and they a lot of the guys who are in good shape, they laugh at me, you know, and they wouldn't think I was an athlete at all.
Mm-hmm.
But I could play pool for 40 hours straight.
Yeah, which you've had to do sometimes.
I've had to do a lot of times for guys would play me for a lot of money. It was this famous guy named Slim. He's famous for being able to play for about 45 hours straight against all his opponents and wearing out any of the young players who would try to come in. And he would bet like $100 a game, but he'd bet you another $10,000 that you're going to end up quitting before he does. And I ended up outlasting him, and he quit before I did after about 65 hours a couple years ago in Detroit, Michigan.
And how'd you get the name?
There was this pool player in Manhattan at a famous place, Chelsea Billiards.
Right.
On 21st and 6th. And there was this kid that he actually was like a 100-pound skinny young man.
Yeah.
But they called him Kid Vicious.
Yeah.
And I ended up playing Kid Vicious in one of them crazy money matches at 6 o'clock in the morning where I bet everything I had. I had about $4,200 to my name, and I was about 17. And I ended up beating him, and just somebody as a joke said, "Vicious just got beat by Delicious," and it just got stuck ever since.
But the name seemed to fit, though, because, I mean, you're a friendly guy.
Thank you. I've been very fortunate in my life to get along with everybody real good. I've traveled the country. I've never been in a fist fight in my life. And I won $500,000 playing pool for money in every state, in every town. And never been in an argument, ever. All right, let's try.
This is the eight in the corner?
Let's try the eight, and let's hope we can make a shot here. Try to make the eight in a corner and try to go three rails for the nine ball. 1, 2, 3, and for the nine. At the nine in the corner. Let's hope we can win.
You left yourself in perfect position.
Yeah, let's hope we can make this nine ball on you. There we go.
You sure did. I got to get you to talk about, you made some reference to it, the kind of black dog, actually, is I think what Winston Churchill called depression.
Yeah.
And I know you have had this problem. This is something you've had to put up with all your life.
Sure. It's an uphill battle that I'm still coping with today. I'm taking the antidepressant Paxil right now from my doctor, and it seems to be helping very well. And anybody at home who's coping with having trouble to get out of bed or get themselves going in life, I recommend to not give up and also to seek medical help.
If you suffer from depression, the life of a pool hustler is like just about the worst thing for it, isn't it? Because you're isolated, you're lonely. You're always showing up someplace new. There's a lot of anxiety.
It's almost like living the life of like a bank robber, but I'm not doing nothing illegal. But it's kind of like being on the 10 most wanted list and always running around and not being able to stay in one place for long. I always had to be traveling all the time. I can't be stuck in one location for long because my action's going to dry up. I was able to travel the road for like 7 or 8 years, but it finally dried up a couple years ago at about 25 years old, where the first thing that would happen when I walk in the pool room and somebody would say, "Kid Delicious, it's Kid Delicious is here," and they'd want my autograph or they'd want to meet me, but the last thing they'd want to do is play pool with me. That was after I already become very known in the country.
Is that also because of the gosh darn internet?
Absolutely. 7, 8 years ago, I could go to, say, Dallas and win $20,000 playing pool, then jump in the car the next day and drive to Fort Worth. And now the internet and the cell phone has really put a real kill to all the road players in the country.
Let me ask you a question. You're not yet 30. and you've had a very rich life. You've been all over the country. But even you say, you can't do this long term. You wonder where it's going.
Sure. Absolutely. I don't want to get stuck traveling my whole life on the road. I fortunately, 2 years ago, John L. Wertheim wrote a Sports Illustrated article. And luckily, 1 week after that article came out, three or four Hollywood producers and movie company called up me and John Wertheim looking to sign us a multi-million dollar movie deal. Mm-hmm. And sounds like, I don't know if you know Jack Black.
Black is what I was going to suggest. He's perfect for you.
It sounds like Jack Black is probably going to end up playing Kid Delicious in the movie. And because of all this and getting to number one in the world with Pool, luckily I've been able to settle down a little bit. And in the last couple of years, I found an old girlfriend of mine that when I was 16 years old, we dated. A girl named Danielle, who there's a picture of her in the book. And we've been together for 3.5 years. I'm looking forward to relaxing, you know, living such a crazy life. I'm finally happy to take it easy for a little while.
Kid, been a pleasure talking to you. Thank you.
Yeah, it's been a pleasure talking to you, too.
Can we rack him up again,
yeah,
Kid?
Yeah, sure.
Kid Delicious, who is the subject of a new book by John L. Wertheim, Running the Table, The Legend of Kid Delicious, the Last Great American Pool Hustler. And you can see video of Kid Delicious showing me a few trick shots on the green felt at npr.org. This is Weekend Edition, directed by Sarah Beyer, Toronto Slim Kelly, and produced by Elaine Heinzman, Darcy Bacon, Justine Kennan, Bridget McCarthy, Janaea Williams, Thomas Pierce, Bilal Qureshi, and Fiona Zuflin. Tom Cole helps us on the arts desk. Our technical director is Burke Hunt, so ably assisted by Greg Gavin, Rob Byers, and Ted Mebane. And boy, we send our thanks and best wishes to Andrea Jackson-Gewertz, Abdullah Rufus, Michael Schweppe, and Flawn Williams for all of their years here as our incomparable partners and friends. Mary Glendenning is our librarian. Our senior editor is Tony Marcano. And the senior producer of Weekend Edition Saturday is Peter Breslow. I'm Scott Simon.